Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, Vice Chair of the Libertarian National Committee, and welcome to We the People Week, basically a week where we kind of want to re-energize our juices and remember what we are fighting for. We're fighting for a world that is more free so that way people can spend more time with their families, pursue their dreams and enterprise, serve their communities through charity. We want to reduce those barriers so people can just live. Okay, and you know, sometimes when you want people to just live, it means they don't pay attention to things like as politics as much, which in an ideal world they shouldn't have to. Politics shouldn't take so much control of one's life that it should be a distraction from their family, a distraction from their business, a distraction from their own individual life, and that's the world we are fighting for. But it's a difficult message, not because it's the wrong message, it's certainly the right message, because we're selling a message of hope, of empowerment, while everybody else is selling a message of fear of saying, you know what, the world's a scary place, and the only people who can take care of you is us, so just give us control, okay? We're asking people to say, hey, you know what, you can do it, we believe in you, so take control of your life, and you'll do amazing things. It's a very different message. But it's an empowering message that will make the world a better place, and has. Because as libertarian candidates, as libertarian activists, as we connect with people, so we, in many races across the country in 2018, hit higher vote totals than we have in the past. So while this was a divisive year, where basically, unlike 2016, where people were just so frustrated with the two-party system, they were looking for a third option, this year it was everyone kind of knew who their bad guy was and who their less bad guy was, and kind of said, okay, let's vote for less bad. But the problem with voting for less bad is you end up with less bad, which is still worse. Less worse is still worse. So you just end up with a slow crawl to worse. And it's tough to break that inertia, that's what we're trying to do. But we're doing it. It may not be quite the growth that people want to see overnight, but that growth compounds on itself, okay? And we're starting to see acceleration and growth, okay? And that will continue to accelerate. So if you've ever seen like a compound interest chart, as that growth builds on growth, it starts out slow, but at some point just kind of skyrockets. And if you're not familiar with a compound growth chart, go check one out. It's definitely something that'll kind of get you motivated, get you energetic. So to put things in perspective, we have the right message. We are growing, and there's every reason to keep moving forward. So in 2019, there may or may not be elections in your neck of the woods, but either way, there is work to do, because in 2020, there will be lots of elections all across the country. And basically, how people vote are going to be based on the people they feel connection with, the ideas they feel connection with. So it's time to go out into our communities and build those connections. And it doesn't always have to be just by saying, hey, this is what I believe, but also by the connections we make with others. You know, throw a local barbecue in your local area, and just invite everybody over, have a burger, let's talk. Let's talk about the game, let's talk about this new TV show. Connect with people, and they'll be so much more open to listening to the ideas, the changes, because of the personal connection they have with you. And so I really encourage everyone in 2019, and in 2020, and going forward, to really, you know, spend some time, you know, just building those relationships, because those relationships will give you ears. Those ears will listen to your message, and they will turn into votes, that hope, that empowerment. And again, what a lot of people don't realize is that in their campaigns, even if not everybody they talked to, everyone they communicated with voted for them, it doesn't necessarily mean they haven't changed their mind, their thoughts, their perspective on things. There are a lot of people we've touched all across the country, whether they voted libertarian or not, who heard a libertarian candidate and said, you know what, that makes sense. You know what? That sounds good. And they're going to change the way they live their life. You've changed the world. Because when they change the way they live their life, other people are going to be influenced, and it just becomes a snowball. We just need to keep building that snowball. Okay? Now, some very practical things we always need is more county chapters. You take a look at election results, you always see better vote totals in places where we have a presence, because people vote for what they see over and over again. So if you have a local party presence, if you have local candidates, you're going to have better vote totals for statewide races in those areas. So, you know, looking into affiliate development, and I know these are a lot of things you guys are working on and doing amazing work on, and You know, anything I can do, always don't hesitate to reach out to me, because I am more than glad to help in any way I can, even if it's just pointing you in the right direction, or just offering my 2 cents, or, you know, producing something, whatever, just reach out. So this again is We the People Week. We are trying to get those juices flowing, because there's a lot of work to do, but a lot of it's fun work, okay? Building relationships can be fun. You make new friends, you build family. It's an amazing thing, okay? When you build those relationships, that creates a social safety net that's built through our connections with each other. That's better than any kind of centrally managed, centrally planned. It's just something that spontaneously sort of erupts out of our connections with each other. And we can build that. We can be, the Libertarian Party is the community, is the example of kind of the world we want to be, a world where we reach out to each other, we help each other, etc. So again, just keep doing what you're doing. Now, if you haven't renewed your membership, and or you don't have a national membership, because again, that matters, because that national membership helps unify that community. When we all get the LP news, when we all get the emails, it just kind of creates a sort of shared community. But also on top of that, it helps us have the resources to build more tools for you. Things like the CRM project, hiring more staff that can play support, basically create more tools for you, and then also have more resources to assist in races that are key for ballot access, etc. So basically, by being a member, you're helping kind of keep that growth going. So if you haven't renewed your membership, head over to lp.org/we the people, okay? And there's going to be a couple other URLs, whether you're running as a candidate or whatever you're doing as a Libertarian Party member, follow the URLs on the screen to keep moving that ball forward. Again, my name is Alex Merced. I'm the Vice Chair of the Libertarian National Committee. Thank you guys so much at the end of the day. If you were a volunteer, thank you. If you were a candidate, thank you. If you were a donor, thank you. If you voted for a Libertarian Party candidate, thank you. Because all of those push the ball in the right direction. Okay? The momentum is building. We are breaking the inertia. Okay? The inertia is still strong, don't get me wrong. Okay? We have a battle ahead of ourselves, but we're making a dent. Okay? And I know many of you can think of one person that you met on your campaign trail that really you really connected with. You might have actually influenced a policy discussion by putting out new ideas out there that, you know, hopefully keep staying in the discussion. And then there's other things, again, to pursue in 2019, 2020, whether they be ballot initiatives that make the changes you want, get an initiative on the ballot, campaign for it, you know, change the rules in your area directly to make them in a more libertarian. Okay, and then keep building up that sort of Libertarian Party infrastructure. So thank you guys so much. Alex Merced, Vice Chair of the Libertarian National Committee. I'll see you guys later on.